Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. Wayne Elliott here in Canada and Kevin Smith in Missouri. Glad to be with you today and grateful that you're with us listening in today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kevin, you got a few bits of news for us, have you?
I do. Police quit agreements to provide security at DNC convention. Over 100 Wisconsin agencies pull out of Dems banned riot control measures. Democrats who have been clamoring for a defund the police and realignment. The force may soon get a small taste of their own medicine after sources of law enforcement agencies reportedly refused to protect their conventions. At least 100 law enforcement agencies around Wisconsin are reportedly canceling agreements to help provide security at the next month's Democratic National Convention in Milwaukee. Now, isn't that special? Isn't that a nice taste of their own medicine? I hope they have big riots there, tear the whole thing down and whatever.
Well, they're the ones that are pushing to defund the police and everything.
Yes, they want to defund they want everybody else not to have protection, but they want protection. So 100 of these agencies around Wisconsin are saying, heck no, we're not, protect yourself. You want to defund us and defund our buddies. We refuse to protect you.
I sure haven't gotten that whole defund the police bit at Minneapolis.
They're starting to protect themselves. They're starting to band together and form, gangs or, community watches or whatever, to stop the crime in their neighborhoods. And that's a good thing, but, I don't know if they have guns or weapons or bats or I don't know what they have, They're going to have something to protect themselves because the criminals, they got all the guns, Here's a feel-good story. A restaurant in California has banned face masks and refuses to serve customers wearing them, according to the report. The Apple Bistro in Placeville is bucking current public health orders, making it known face masks are not welcome as an accessory in this eatery. No social conditioning, no oxygen deprivation masks, no latex dirty germ spreaders. Read the sign outside posted in this establishment. Masks not required and will not be tolerated. So good for that Apple Bistro in Paceville, California. I think that's excellent. Got any comments on that, Wayne?
Well, it sounds like they're not afraid, but as we've said a few times, Kevin, we cannot possibly be as safe as many people would like us to be, and the government's encouraging us to be. But if you go into any restaurant, I don't care if they got 6 plexiglasses between you and the next table 30 feet away.
Yeah.
If the same waiter or wait staff is dealing with the different tables, how are you safe there?
You're not. Or sneeze or cough or and it says right on the box of the mask. These masks will not protect you from COVID-19. So what in the world are people doing wearing them?
Kevin, they made a law here in Niagara Region, a bylaw, that you must wear a mask inside public places, stores, etc. Now, let's just assume you can't eat with a mask on.
So you can't.
Where's the safety in that? You're safe till you start eating, or it was kind of like this idea of school's going to be open part time, go 2 days a week. Well, okay, so you're reducing the exposure because you're only going half time, but then you're exposed the other half the time. I'm not getting the smartness in this.
Well, I heard something yesterday from John Rappaport, which was, man. He was talking about the scenario of kids going back to school in the fall and not having a vaccine ready. There's no vaccine that's ready for right now. So say the vaccine is ready in 6 months from now or 8 months from now, and the kids are at school, and all of a sudden the vaccine comes available. So the vaccine's available. And now, all of a sudden, they're testing the kids for COVID. Oh, this kid over here tested positive for COVID. This kid over here tested positive for COVID. That one over there tested positive for COVID. He's speculating and saying this from good sources that they'll shut down the whole school and then quarantine the whole school and then tell the parents that if you don't vaccinate your kids and if you don't get the vaccination yourself, you will not get your kids back. That's a frightening scenario, and it seems feasible to me.
Yeah, it's there's been various pushes. Again, you know, Bill Gates feels the only way to deal with this is to vaccinate the entire world, and yet, you know, it keeps standing out for me an article I read in my hometown paper. I never read the papers, but I actually bought one a couple of weeks back. And a professor from McMaster University Medical Center said that it was a full-page report, had his picture, and it was a full-page writing. And so they start out first with the sensationalism part, and they said Sweden, country of Sweden, who really did nothing when COVID hit, have double the deaths that Canada has. So, shocking, right? Double. Well, if you read the whole paper, it said that Canadians...
It's a little misleading.
Canada had lost 22 out of every 100,000 people. Now, more than that, way more than that, will die of cancer and other things. But anyway, 22 out of 100,000 people. So I'm thinking, and then it went on to say Sweden had 44 deaths out of 100,000 people. That's a very small percent, Kevin. And apparently there's been a spike in Sweden since, but I haven't heard that the death count has gone higher or anything. So, you know, not to make light of the difference of 22 people per 100,000, but, you know, at what cost, Kevin?
Yeah,
you know, what about the 7.8 billion people left in the world that have to make their way from here? The debt that's been created over this is just tremendous.
Yeah, and if you're vaccinated, you should be fine. You shouldn't even worry about us. If you want to be vaccinated, that's fine. So stay out of my business. You're supposedly protected once you get that vaccination. So stay out of my business. You know, I don't want to get vaccinated, and I'm not going to get vaccinated. So if their theory is right, if their theory is right, they are protected. So leave me alone. Leave me alone.
Yeah. It would only be those that chose not to apparently still at risk. So.
But that's their choice. You know, that's we have freedom.
Well, maybe you want to take that, if it truly is a chance, Kevin. Maybe you want to take that chance. I mean, if it was true, assuming the vaccine works, maybe you
that's a
choose.
Lot of,
to,
that's a lot of assumption there. That's a lot of assumption. I don't.
It
assume
sure
anything.
Is.
Yeah,
it sure
I don't
is. But even
like
if you did assume it, but 700,000 to 2 million people in the world, Gates said, could die from it, the vaccine.
I know. I don't like those odds. Even if I believed in the vaccine, I wouldn't take those odds. Up to 2 million people dying because of taking it? I'd rather be on my own and take my chances with my immune system. You keep your immune system up high, you got a better chance than the vaccine. That's my opinion.
Yeah. And Kevin, you know, I'm always going to believe this until it's ever proven otherwise. It just doesn't make a bit of sense to me that it could be otherwise. But I believe whether you're age 70 or 26, if you've had your life taken, if you've passed away and had coronavirus, I'm believing that you had either a very weak, poor immune system. Maybe you're even on immune suppressing drugs.
If you've had
a transplant or something like that, then you're already weak. And I have a couple of friends on that. One a kidney transplant, one lung transplanted. And boy, are they careful. They do not want to get a common cold, Kevin, because their immune system is suppressed.
Yeah, no. I can't blame them there.
Or you could just have a weak immune system from your lifestyle, and maybe you've been in isolation, and maybe you're worried half to death, and you're not eating right, and you can't get out, and so on and so forth, not getting exercise, not taking supplements. So you could have a very weak immune system, or I believe there was something seriously ailing these folks otherwise, even if they didn't know it yet. Like cancer, Kevin. It doesn't give you a notice where, hey, Kevin, you know, 2 years from now, you're really going to feel tough. No. It starts. At one point, it's discovered. Usually, it's when something's happened. You know, you got a pain in your stomach won't go away or these kinds of things, and they'll explore and find cancer. But, you know, it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. And that's what I believe, is that a lot of these people, and some of the doctors that came forward, the one lady doctor from Minnesota said there was a man with lung cancer, and as he took his last breath before he died, you know, and his attending physician called it from corona on the death cert,
and
she swore that he had never even been tested. But
right.
Kevin, if you got
up to $50,000.
Well, and if you got lung cancer and you don't beat it, it will kill you. There's
absolutely
no question about that. So,
talking about cancer, you remember that polio vaccine that we had when we was kids?
Yep.
You know they put cancer viruses in that? SV40. Look it up. If you don't believe me, SV40.
We got a caller, Kevin. Let's hear from this. Diane, welcome to the show. Nice to have
you
call in.
Yeah, I'm here in Belize, and I've been involved with the teachers union and trying to get a teacher's license here. And I discovered the reason they're going to half days here and probably there is to do social distancing. They would have less children in the classroom and more spread out, empty desks in between and so forth. That's what they're thinking.
Hey, see, I'm
not
you know,
saying
in Ontario,
it makes sense, but,
I was just going to say, Diane, in Ontario, Canada, apparently it's going to be announced that school will go back in September as usual, 5 days a week. And the reason I believe is tremendous pressure from the parents. Apparently 75% of parents feel strongly about get these kids back into school. Of course, some families, both parents work, and this has been a terrible, costly inconvenience as well. And, that's the stats apparently here in Ontario. 75% of the parents want the kids back in school. Ironically, another poll said 75% of Canadians were in favor of a mandatory vaccine. So I don't even know what to believe anymore, Diane.
Yeah, well, I'm in a Mennonite community, and they're all for the vaccine, even though they've never taken any other vaccines, and they pass whooping cough around in the church. They're all for this new vaccine, and it's kind of weird. But the thing is, in Belize, we have a lot of single parent families, and the children are going to be in school half days, which means they're going to be out on the street, I would think, and doing more social stuff than they would be doing in school. So It doesn't doesn't make sense, really.
Did you hear that?
Especially since children don't really transmit the disease, or they don't get ill.
Yeah, they don't. According
well,
to
there's
Did
a lot less of them. Lot less of them do get ill, and why would they get ill unless they had very, very weak immune systems or had something wrong with them, whether or not they knew it yet. You know, whether or not it had manifested itself yet. Diabetes, high blood pressure.
There was a video of doctors speaking out, and they were saying that there hasn't been one case of a child transmitting the disease to a teacher, you know, and that the children don't get ill. So we don't need to concern about sending them to school. They said there was a higher risk of social problems if they stay home, you know, abuse
Absolutely.
Or stress in the family or financial problems, that was, you know, 100% problem if they just stay home and don't go to school. So
I agree with that, Diane, and I also think I don't think that's limited to children, to tell you the truth, and the statistics are backing that up. Overdoses are increased, substance abuse has increased, domestic violence has increased, and mental ailments are going to increase, and you know, the trouble is, it's not like necessarily like a common cold. It just doesn't pass. Some of these mental disorders, they stick a long time, and boy, they're quite a plague to society themselves.
Well, you know, we could praise God that more children will be homeschooling this year. And all that stuff we were hearing about, you know, we can't homeschool our children and so forth, and now it's forced upon everyone. That's kind of wonderful.
It sure is. It sure is. I like that homeschooling stuff. And what did you think of that scenario that John Rappaport came out with?
What were you saying?
Were you listening? Were you listening to when I did that story about John Rappaport?
No, tell me about it.
He came out and said that the schools are going to, you know, they don't have any vaccines right now for the COVID. So in 6 months, maybe, you know, 8 months or whatever, the kids are going to all be in school, and then the vaccine's going to come out, and then all of a sudden everybody in the children are going to start testing positive for COVID. And then they're going to lock down the schools and say, everybody's got to get vaccinated here, plus the parents, or you're not getting your kids back. That's what he's reporting.
Wow. Well, we better get on our the Kirk's Law Group on YouTube has free constitutional law classes, and they're on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the evening time live, and you can talk to them. And they're teaching people how to stand up in a lawful way against these statutes, because law trumps statutes. I say keep your kids at home. I wouldn't want my kid in the school when they're doing that.
No. Could you repeat that? So, spell it out for people? What's
Kirk,
the name of it?
K-I-R-K Law Group, L-A-W, log on YouTube. And he's also
on
got
YouTube.
A Facebook group. YouTube and on Facebook. And it's got free classes. You can...
Excellent.
Classes 1 through 8 in constitutional law, and he has example documents that you can file. So if you're having a legal issue with a family court or mask or vaccine or whatever, he's got example things that you can file. They're filing remonstrances to the legislature. They're voicing their grievances and to the legislature, and they're having amazing success.
Yeah, I support that 100%. We have to get active. We have to know our rights. How can you protect our rights if we don't know them, you know? So this is an excellent, excellent thing. It's Kirk Law on YouTube, correct?
Kirk's Law, yeah. And there's E-Clause also, E-C-L-A-U-S-E. But they work together, so they teach law. And it's wonderful, you know.
I figured.
Well, thank you very much for the call, Diane. Great talking to you. And how's the weather in Belize?
It was rainy today. It's nice and warm, about 85, and it's beautiful as always. It's always beautiful here.
Okay, you take
care.
God
bless, and thanks for calling, Diane.
Thanks for calling very much. Yeah, we gotta know our rights. Everybody's gotta know the rights so they can protect them, you know. And I'm all for filing these lawsuits and getting help doing that. I think it's a great idea. Everybody should look into it.
Well, it's the only legal way.
I got one more quick story before the break. Australian police arrest Black Lives Matter organizer. Authorities cite coronavirus restrictions and apprehensions of Black Lives Matter radical police in Sydney, arrest the leader of an anti-racism protest and five others before the event even got started. The gathering was deemed illegal by the courts due to the threat of coronavirus. That's a very unique way to go after these people, you know. You might spread the COVID virus, so you can't have this thing. So, just a thought.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. Really, we sure seem to be upside down, Kevin. And there's half of us side and half on the other side. I don't know.
It's crazy.
We'll be back after the break, anyway. Thank you.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage, I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, folks, with Wayne Elliott, Kevin Smith, and we have Vincent on the line from North Carolina. Vincent, thank you for calling in today.
Thank you for having me. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Okay. I'm not sure if it was this show or a different one. Did someone say a while back, maybe when Daniel was hosting, that there was a guest that said he would take up people's court cases if they were fired for not wearing a mask?
Geez, I don't know.
I don't know if they would take up people's court cases, but the Rutherford Institute does some stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, because I remember someone making that comment that if they got fired because they refused to wear a mask, then he would take up their case for free, and I wasn't sure if it was the Power Hour or a different program.
It might have been the Rutherford, but I'm not too sure about that. But there are groups around there that do stuff like that. And did you hear that last lady about that YouTube?
Yeah, I did. I'm definitely want to look into that.
Absolutely, because a lot of times all you have to do is file these suits, and they know that you mean business, you know.
Uh-huh.
So. They might even help you on. I've never been to that place on YouTube, but I am going to check it out. I think it's definitely worth checking out, because if you get a template that you can file, and then all you need is a little bit of coaching to go into court and to stand up for your rights, and you have a very good chance of winning, you know.
Everybody here, I'm in North Carolina, and we got one of these governors who I think is a plant, and he's just done everything to turn around what the conservatives in the state tried to do. And he did the mandated face masks, and everybody's just kind of going along with it. And
he doesn't have the authority.
Went to a doctor today, and they're just kind of like, I just wish this thing would end. I'm sorry?
Yeah, he doesn't have the authority to make you do a face mask. It says right on the box it won't it won't protect you from COVID. So, you know, why am I supposed to wear this? It makes no sense whatsoever.
They made it mandatory. They made it mandatory, guys, just this week. And the figures are very low here in Niagara region. I think there are 8 active cases or something like that is all. And so the regional council made it mandatory in public places like stores, you must wear a mask unless you cannot. And ironically, I went into the grocery store yesterday after work on my way home, and all the customers were wearing masks. What I found odd was none of the grocery store workers were wearing them. I thought that was a bit odd because I had seen many workers previously in various stores wearing them, whether to protect themselves, others, or both, I don't know. But yesterday there was none of the grocery store workers wearing them. So, I mean, it really doesn't add up, boys. It's as simple as that. And they've made this bylaw, and I don't know how long it's supposed to be in effect. I guess they'll let us know. But it sure does make you wonder, boy.
I think we're being given bad information because, you know, I was in the military years ago, and we used to have a NBC suit on hand where I was stationed, and I just don't see how any mask like that, if this thing, which I think, if it even exists, was probably some sort of bioweapon, the dumb little mask is not going to do a thing.
It's not.
I mean, we had to have, like,
you're absolutely
the
right.
Full
it's not going to do
everything.
Anything. Yeah, it's not going to do anything. And you can claim a medical exemption. That's every time I go into Walmart or any place that has it. The lady goes, "You got a mask?" I say, "No, I got a medical exemption," and walk right past her. And if they ask, they're not allowed to ask because of HIPAA. You have a right for privacy because of HIPAA. So they really can't. They can't do anything, you know. And if you want to tell them something, you can tell them I got anxiety.
You know, some fellas, our businesses.
It gives me chills when I think of it. It's like I'm literally living in communist China, and they're telling me what I got to do in order to walk in a store. I mean, I don't see how people.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people that don't like it,
We have to stand up to these people. We have to stand up. It's all about dog training, and it's all about they count how many people come through and wear the masks, and it's all about the next step, which is the vaccine. How many people are going to take the vaccine?
Ironic, fellas, that are some of our crews. And the ship breaking business and the battery recycling plant with heavy metals and hazardous waste. They wear different types of respirators depending on the job. In the battery plant, they wear them to protect them from mercury, cadmium, lead, dust, and fumes. In the shipyard, where they get into burning torch cutting steel plate on old ships, that at one time had lead-based paint and originally and so forth. They wear powered respirators, and this is the top of the line. I think these are about $2,000 a piece. They have a battery pack, and what these respirators do is push. So you're not closed in with a mask, you see. You have a shield. You're actually not wearing a respirator that restricts your oxygen or your breathing. I'm unable to wear one, but these type, what they do is they force in air into your face mask, into the shield, so that nothing outside. It's what the boys wear for asbestos abatement too. So no tiny asbestos fibers can get ingested or breathed in by you. But if you think about it, those wouldn't even be good because if you had COVID or anything else that could be contagious. You're literally spreading it around because all it's making sure is that the person wearing it is getting the fresh filtered air with no chemicals in it or anything. But if you understand what I mean, it forces the air out. So you'd literally be spreading it if you did have anything. There's nothing. I think there's been enough evidence from doctors to say, of course, there are health risks. And I can tell you what oxygen deprivation is. Put a mask on me and you'll see I cannot wear it. I've got asbestos exposure from years ago, and I just can't do it. I tried back in SARS when I took an airplane flight. It wasn't required, but I thought it might be a good idea. I didn't make it till takeoff. I had to take that mask off. And, you know, these cheaper masks that are made out of, you know, whatever material people are sewing together and whatnot. I mean, if you can breathe through it, guys, it's not protecting you or anybody else.
Yeah, it's not protecting
it's pretty
anything.
Much as simple as that. Is it maybe some help? Maybe it is. But as I said before, Vince, we really cannot be as safe as what they tell us we should be, and as some people would like to be. We just can't do it unless we all moved into our own house. I saw a married couple I know yesterday out in their car, just the two of them, wearing masks in the car. And I thought, holy crepes, are they wearing those masks in the house? They live together. So this fear, Vincent, really has driven so much of this. And if you make people scared enough, fear is the one emotion that we cannot use our common sense. We have that fight or flight instinct.
Yeah.
And
here's the thing that nobody thinks about is, okay, so if this Dr. Sherry Rogers quoted the Nobel Prize winner who looked at this virus and said that it had to be man-made, so who's going to get the blame for it? Is anybody going to get the blame for it, or are we just supposed to run around with masks on for the rest of our lives and let
that's pretty unclear
Bill Gates
so far,
us?
Vincent. You know, Dr. Fauci apparently was the one that authorized a $3.7 million U.S. check to that lab in Wuhan, China, that Wuhan lab. And what I'd read originally was the lab was working on making the virus worse. Now, I thought to myself, so what is that for? Is that for germ warfare? Or why would anybody be doing that? But there's no doubt, apparently, that it started there. But I'll tell you this, China's got such a hold economically on the world. Five countries demanded an investigation. Probably the least economically powerful one, Australia, was picked out by China. And they put a 80% duty tariff on Australian beef and barley into China. They crippled both Australian industries in one stroke of the pen. And they came out also and said this was punitive. In other words, that's punishment for Australia demanding an investigation. They haven't done that to England, France, the United States, or I can't think of the fifth country. Might have been Germany. They haven't made those threats to them, but they picked out Australia and gave these punitive tariffs. I know President Trump wants to go after them. Our guy in Canada, he's waffled. He hasn't mentioned an investigation. In fact, he gave a couple of $1 billion and said this the research will be done in Canada, and the vaccine will be manufactured in Canada. Gave in two separate lots about $2 billion. And the next thing we hear a week or two later is we've got a vaccine from China that's looking promising. It's in its second round of testing, and, you know, we're very hopeful and we'll have it before long. I wondered what happened to the $2 billion. What happens to that? Do you think the people gave it back? I doubt it. And, I tell you, there's so many agendas going on here, Vincent, and I think money surrounds many of them or all of them in control.
Yeah, nobody, I don't see anybody begging for a vaccine. I'm not. I don't want it.
I am back. I got disconnected.
Okay,
right.
Well, we're just, thanks for calling in, Vincent. We're going to go over a few health things before
thanks,
the show's
guys.
Over, but thank you for your call.
Check out that law.
So we'll spend a few minutes here, folks. We've been talking about all kinds of things that can get us upset and concerned and worried and frustrated. Let's talk about some things we can do good for ourselves. I don't want this to be an infomercial. It's just really it is for information and for the sake of our health. Your health is your wealth, and there's no doubt about that. And we've talked about reading your prescription paperwork and knowing yourself, so that you know if something goes wrong, you can be on top of it, get to the doctor. The things I do every day are the regimented daily things are vitamin C. I take it in a powder and mix it with water. Vitamin B compound, vitamin D3. As we get older, we don't get from the D3 from the sun as easily as we do when we're younger. I definitely take full spectrum minerals because these are not in our vegetables and fruits anymore. Our soil's depleted, so our food is depleted. Me and my mom both, my mom's gone now, but we both always had cramps in our feet and legs. If you have that, it's really one of two things likely. You must drink more water. It's always a good thing. And full spectrum minerals. It's what you're not getting in your food. So there's some of the things that I do daily. The other thing, of course, Strauss Heart Drops are a part of my daily life for the past 24 or so years and will remain a part of my daily routine. Smooth oregano is easy to take. I couldn't take it over all these years, and then Strauss made a smooth oregano, easy to take, doesn't burn your mouth, safe for expecting mothers and children. That's a pretty rare designation by Health Canada, but 100% safe, spearmint flavored. The kids will even take it, and oregano is a powerful, powerful herb in support of your immune system. I take, these aren't things to take for life. These are treatments, the Strauss CardioCalm, which is to help rebuild cells of your heart, damaged cells, and also for irregular heartbeat. That is Western medicine's most difficult heart condition to treat. And the Strauss CardioCalm is just fabulous. Fixed mine, my dad's, my best friends, and many other people. That's Strauss CardioCalm. Strauss Kidney Blood Pressure, another fabulous generations-old formula. Several antibiotic herbs to kill bacteria in your kidney, one of the largest causes of high blood pressure, and just cleanse your kidney. Both Kevin and I have both been taking it since it's available again. We've both noticed big difference. It's maintenance, really, folks. If less, cleanse your tissues, cleanse your organs. That's the way to go if you want to maintain good health. It's just like your tractor, your house furnace, your automobile. You have to maintain it. You got to change the filters. These vehicles have to be serviced. Well, look at it as service for your body to keep the tissues clean. You can get all these good things, top quality products at the Power Mall. You can get them online at thepowermall.com. If you want any information on the Strauss formulas or the Strauss company, you can get that online at Strauss, S-T-R-A-U-S-S, StraussNaturals.com. Great products for anxiety. So many people are anxious today. I've been anxious myself, Kevin, plenty. The Tranquil formula, just a great formula, 100% natural, very smartly put together with vitamins, herbs, some minerals, just a good formula to turn the anxiety down a notch. Just because if we're scared, we're anxious, we sometimes aren't thinking clearly in our own best interest. So it's a really good formula if you're feeling anxious. And the REM sleep is an incredible formula. I've now tested that for over a year, 45 people, 44 are sleeping like babies that were having a lot of trouble, 44 out of 45. Just a great product, and again, very smartly put together. You're not going to need a second product in a few months because this one won't work any longer. That's what's usual in the sleep medicine business, is that things work for a little while, then the people go on to another one. This is fabulous. It's natural. Herbs again, vitamins, minerals. Dr. Pfeiffer, who created the Tranquil and the REM sleep, he really went to the source of this. He's a clinical psychologist. Took 5 years start to finish. And I can swear to you, these are great formulas, also available on the Power Mall. REM sleep, Tranquil, and really all good things. I know the Power Mall, it's been going on for a long, long time. Joyce Riley, Catherine, Daniel, Jay, they want only the best of products. It's all they intend to sell, and it's all they do sell. So you can trust products from the Power Mall, and they do appreciate your business very much, I know. Without the Power Mall, there wouldn't be this radio program available to us. and they do very much appreciate your support. But please know, I'm a natural health advocate, and I know that they have the very finest of products. They don't want products that don't work and don't work well. And you can get all these vitamins, supplements, in various forms as well, as a rule, from the Power Mall. The thing for our immune system, folks, I mean, take Strauss Heart Drops, take Smooth Oregano, you know, try and eat as much natural food as you can. We're all going to have treats and snacks. Nobody's going to eat raw vegetables for the rest of their life and nothing else. But get enough salads, vegetables, fruits, and try and limit the stuff we know isn't good for us. You know what it is, all the sugar-containing stuff and the high-salt foods, packaged foods. Got to get some exercise, and I don't care if it's if you're constrained in a wheelchair, you can still stretch. Get some fresh air, get some sunshine. If you're able to and you're lucky and you have a garden, get out there on your hands and knees for a half an hour a day and stretch and reach and pull out a weed, pick off a tomato. These are all good things. Riding a bicycle, taking a walk, doesn't have to be strenuous. It's every little bit of exercise will help burn off bad energy, will help with moods, help with your physical health. Of course, as well as your mental health. You need both, really, to have a happy life. You need your physical health and your mental health. They are connected. Everything is connected, just like those 60,000 kilometers of blood vessels, veins, and arteries inside us. And we have that many because every single cell in our body needs blood. It's just, it's the fluid, it's the life, the energy that keeps us going. You do need enough sleep, too. It's different for all of us. They say, you know, 7 to 9 hours is ideal. Just try and get what you need, whatever that is. And it's not a good thing to, and I've been guilty of it for a lot of my life, but it isn't a good thing to borrow from sleep time for other things, whether it's work. For my case, it's been work mostly, but for work, entertainment, or anything else, you really can't. If you take 3 glasses of water and one is your rest time, one is your work time, and one is your off time, meals and entertainment and whatever, family time, if you fill those 3 glasses 3/4 full, see what happens when you try and cheat and take less sleep time and put it on work. The glass will overflow. And that's a real layman's terms of what can happen to us. We do need enough rest. We do need enough time. Peace, quiet, entertainment, family, whatever it is we like to do, hobbies. This is important time as well. And, of course, most of us need to work and pay the bills and make a living and try and stay positive. The sun will come up again tomorrow. And I know many people are concerned and challenged today. That's why I think there's never been a more important time to look after ourselves, to take good supplements and do those other things, bit of exercise. There's nothing like a stroll, whether it's through the park, on the beach, a stroll on a bicycle. You will feel better when you're done. It helps burn off that bad energy, I call it. And it's just good for you. Get that blood flowing. The Creator wouldn't have given us arms and legs if we weren't meant to use them. So doing nothing but sitting is no good. It'll catch up. These Strauss formulas are your satisfaction is guaranteed, folks, and there are no contraindications with any pharmaceutical pills that you may be on. So it's risk-free, nothing to lose. Kevin, I know you and I are both very happy that the Strauss kidney formula came back, and that prostate formula will be on the shelves very soon. I talked to the plant. They're only waiting for droppers, believe it or not, Kevin, and the prostate formula will be on shelves, and this is a generations-old formula. Save my dad. He never did have his prostate out. Me too. Tons of other people. Well, it's available again. I'm so grateful for. I was mistaken. Last time, I think I said the bladder was ready. Well, it's not. We're still waiting to hear from Health Canada. They've been backed up with this coronavirus as well, I guess. But the prostate is all clear to go. It's manufactured. They're just waiting for droppers. So I really encourage you folks to try that. The men in the audience, just a great formula. The kidney blood pressure, boy. even if you don't have high blood pressure. It fixed mine over 20 years ago. But I, as soon as it was available again in February, I started taking it. And it's fabulous. I use the washroom less through the day. I certainly use it less at night. I seem to have a greater capacity, not have to go so often anytime, day or night. And you know, I were both talking about it before the show, Kevin, the good, strong flow and not waiting a minute to try and get started. All
that,
these
that
things
was the big
can happen
thing.
To us when we get older.
Yeah, 3 o'clock in the morning, you got to go pee, and then you go to the bathroom, and you're waiting there a minute, you know, 2 minutes before anything happens. Not anymore after I took these products. Oh my gosh, it's just go there, do your business, hop back in bed, and fall back to sleep. So
yeah.
I'm sold on them. They're wonderful, wonderful products.
And those heart drops, you know, blood flow is the most important body function, so they'll always be close to my heart, Kevin, I'll tell you. I'm only here because of those all these years, and just a great product. Even if you don't have creases on your ears, if you don't have angina or any symptoms, diabetes, it's fabulous for diabetics. You take the heart drops and you'll feel more energy, they guarantee it. Thanks for being with us today, folks. That was most enjoyable for Kevin and I to be with you again, and grateful for that and appreciate your support so much. God bless.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.